Good afternoon, Malcolm Baker. I'm in your house and it's the 18th of April 2012 and I'm Sarah Day, a volunteer for the Little Ouse Headwaters Project, and I've got a list of questions for you that you may be able to help me with. The first one is, where were you born?
Royden, near this.
And did your family move to Garbaldisham early on?
My father and mother moved here when I was 2 years old. To the Garbaldisham Ling.
And was that a house that came with the job?
Yes, that was a farm house.
And your father's occupation was working on that farm?
Yeah, he started off as horseman and then he was head horseman and then foreman.
And was that for the lorries?
That was for the lorries, yeah.
And do you remember other families besides the lorries?
There was another baker family who lived at Soap Hill. No relation, but there was quite a few of them. I think it was 8 or 9 children. One or two of them worked on the farm with me.
And
The founder was
Mr. Billy Baker. Oh. He was pigman at the, looked after the pigs at Stubbings' farm, which belonged to lorries.
Oh, right. And did you go to school in Garbaldisham?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Till you were what age?
I think I beat the age gap when they stopped. They made them go a year older. I left them just in time, so I think I left when I was 14.
And then you went straight to work, or did
went
you...
Went straight to work on Ling Farm, yeah.
Ling Farm. As a cowman, or as...
No, I just was a general farm worker.
Yes.
To start with. And tractor driver.
And... Then you became a cowman a bit later on.
Well, I done 2 years in the Royal Air Force. And I came back... I'm still working on the farm, but later on I did take up the relief cowman job. So I just helped out when anybody was ill or somebody left, I took over.
Yes. And you were still living up on the Ling, were you?
Yeah, we were living at number 20 then.
And did you grow... Do you remember any of the food that you had as a child? Do you remember the kind of meals you had?
Well, we used to have a lot of rabbit pies. My mother used to make a wonderful rabbit pie.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And we need to eat more rabbit now, don't we?
Well.
There's so many rabbits. And did you grow a lot of your own vegetables and fruit?
After we got married and moved into our own house, we always had a garden with grew, you know, all our own vegetables.
Yeah. And... I don't know if you'll remember how your house was heated. Do you remember if you had open fires and collected wood, or if you had Rayburn?
Always open fires.
Yeah. So you were busy getting wood for that, were you?
Yes, wood and coal.
Yeah. And did the lorries help you with supplies of wood? Did they have any woodland?
Well, there was plenty of wood on the farm which we were allowed to gather. Yeah.
Lovely. And do you remember any games that you played as a child or a youngster?
Well, mainly football.
You were keen on football?
I was keen on football.
Yeah. And did you play that up on the Ling, or did you have to go down to Broomsgate?
No, we played on one of the meadows up the Ling, yeah.
Yeah. And then you were in a team, were you?
Yes, after I came out of the Air Force, I joined Garbaldisham Football Club, played for them.
Yes.
Played for several other teams in the different villages.
Lovely. Over Thetford Way or more Dis?
No, more sort of Kenning Hall, Bridgham, and that way.
Yeah. Oh, good. And when you grew up, how did the Ling area or Garbaldisham, how was it as a village? Was it very different from how it is today?
Well, yes, it has improved a lot. See, you know, even when they put the improved a lot when they put the road right through the change the direction of the road. That seemed to cut the village in halves.
Yes, it is a major road, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you had more shops, if you go back, in, and more pubs. You had
more. Yeah, it was two pubs ago.
Yeah. And you had a proper garage, didn't you?
A garage, yeah. Blacksmith shop.
Yeah. And all those have gone.
They're all gone now.
Yeah. That's the way of villages, isn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Yeah. And so we've covered that. Do you remember the changes that happened because of the Second World War? Were there many round here?
No, I can't remember a lot. In fact, you know, when I was at school and had the school holiday, I used to go and watch the aeroplanes on taking off from... Nettleshall.
Nettleshall. That was a aerodrome, was it?
Yeah. A lot of Forces people about here then.
Yes, yes. Stanton had a airport, I think, as well.
Yeah, one up there.
And was there one at Coney Western or somewhere around there as well? There were a lot, weren't there?
Oh, yeah.
And after the war, I've been told by Alec Bull that the heathland got ploughed up to make more agricultural land. Do you remember that happening?
No,
Garbisham Heath being ploughed up?
No.
Because some of it used to be a shooting rifle range or something, he told me. North of the 1066.
Oh, on the heath, yeah.
Yeah, it was
on
a shooting range.
It used to be a shooting range. Yes, they had ploughed it all up, right? Well, after the war.
Yes, just to make more food.
All ploughed up, and there was an observer, Royal Observer Corps, post up there during the war.
Yes. With a tower, is that? Did it have a tower and things?
No, I just can't really explain what that was. I had a little place with a shelter and people used to go up and watch.
Right. And not many other changes, like bigger fields or hedges being pulled out?
Well, over the years, a lot of the fields have been made bigger.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of ponds been filled in and...
Yeah.
Things, yeah.
It makes for quite a lot of change in the end.
It has, yeah.
Mm. Do you remember any celebrations that were held in the village? Harvest festivals, other kind of end of war parties, celebrations? Do you remember any of those kind of things?
Well, I remember one or two harvest festivals and things. Yeah. But can't recall much about them, actually.
You might have gone to some of them.
Possibly.
Yeah. And what do you remember about farming in the area? What crops were grown?
Well, that's mainly cereal, sugar beet. And now it's recently turned over to rape and potatoes and just about everything else.
Yes. And it might be less sugar beet, mind it?
Yes, yeah.
I've left the front door open. So, the next question. Do you remember what animals were kept? Sort of livestock and things. You were a cowman and there were pigs.
Well,
there were
cows, pigs. Not many sheep in this area at that time.
But quite a lot of big cattle.
Oh, a lot of big cattle places. Yeah. Yes, several.
And mostly dairy?
Most farms had cattle in them days, yeah. Horses, yeah.
Yes.
Horses. We were one of the last farms to get rid of the horses.
And they were your ploughs and everything,
yeah, used to
they?
Do the ploughing and everything.
Yeah. So big shire horses.
Yeah, the big horses. Percherons we had.
Oh, lovely. Oh, aren't they beautiful? So how many horses did you have at that farm? It looks like about 10, is it?
Oh, I think there was about 11. Sorry. About 11 on the farm. And towards the end, they got down to about 8 and then 6 and so on. And they finally...
Gave up.
Tractors took over.
Yes, yes. And were most of the cattle for dairy or was there beef around? Was it mostly dairy?
Well, mostly in this area. Well, dairy cattle, actually. There was, so obviously some of them went on for beef and
And then there was local milk collections, and they took the milk to Bury or Thetford.
I think most of it used to go to near Harford Bridges near Norwich.
Oh, up there, right.
Where our stuff went.
And then it got bottled and...
Bottled and...
Yeah, sent out again. And did you assist with the harvest? And you obviously were probably more busy with animals, but did... When you were working for the lorries, did they ever get you in to do harvest work as well?
Well, we always used to have a harvest with the corn and things and that, yeah.
So did you have to help with that? And?
Oh, yes, that was part of my job, yeah.
So you would be pulled in to get that harvest in on good days, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And you've talked about some of the changes you've seen, because the farm went from horses to tractors. And then were there other changes that you noticed in the farming?
No, well, just the tractors got bigger and bigger and the workers got less and less.
Yes.
We once had 26 people working on the farm, and it finished up when I left, there was only 6 of us.
Yes, big reduction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all the houses aren't needed either, are they?
Well, no, a lot of the houses were let.
Yes.
Or sold.
Yes. So, and the fields and hedgerows, we talked a bit about them getting bigger. Did you notice wildflowers reducing and wildlife?
No, I haven't took that much notice of them getting less, but I used to... Yeah, we take a bit of interest in the wildlife, but which we had plenty on the farm.
Yes. That's where you might have got some of your rabbits, was it?
Yeah, plenty of rabbits.
Yeah, yeah. Pheasants. Rabbits, were you allowed pheasants?
Pigeons, not in them days, really.
No. But pigeons you could have.
Pigeons, we had pigeons. Yeah.
And squab? Did you ever have squab?
No.
What else would you have had? You wouldn't have had deer, would you?
No.
They weren't so numerous then, were
No,
they?
We had some hare. Some dog had a hare.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Crow.
Crow pie.
Crow pie.
And was that nice?
That was good. We used to go shooting on the 10th of May every year and shoot the young crows and just cut the breasts off and made a lovely pie.
Just like with pigeon, the breast is the best bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the only bit you do bother to eat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, lovely.
It was.
I bet. It's making me quite hungry. Did you collect fruit and nuts and flowers from the countryside? Now, some people went, you know, hazel or cob nut collecting or blackberrying or collecting hips. And
yes, we used to collect the cob nuts out of the wood.
Yeah.
At the back of the farm, also during the war, in the war years, we used to collect blackberries and take to a lady at Lopham, who used to buy them off us for a bit of pocket money.
Yeah, and she made jam or something?
I think she sold them some jam company. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. It's quite inventive, isn't it?
Oh,
some
yes,
of these
yeah.
things that you do,
yeah.
Were nice ways of making a little pocket money. And did you have a bicycle for doing that, for cycling over to...
Oh, yes, Lopham? I always had a bicycle, yeah.
Yeah. So it's quite quick doing all that, isn't it? And how much woodland was there in the valley?
Ooh.
There's some up on the Ling then. I don't know if there's as much as there was.
No, there's nowhere near as much. I can't look. What we called the park, well, that was between the manor and Ling Farm, there was a... old woodland area, which was all cut down and used for agricultural stuff.
Yeah. It's better land now, isn't it? It's a pity in some ways. We've lost quite a lot of woodland.
Oh, yeah.
Was there other woods in the valley or, you know, near Garbusham? Were there other woods around here, around the village?
No, not well, there's just the ones that are still here now at the moment. I can't remember any others being cut down or...
No, no. And we've talked about rabbits and pheasants and pigeons being hunted and shot. Were there other animals that were shot either to eat or as just to keep numbers down?
Well, they used to have a pigeon day where all the farmers and the workers used to go out with guns and keep the pigeons down.
Yeah.
I remember going on several of them.
And that was several days a year?
No, just that one particular day when everybody spread themselves out around the place.
And did you shoot a lot?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I did.
And then you were allowed to have some of them?
Oh, we were allowed to keep whatever we shot, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. But other mammals, like, oh, I don't know, you wouldn't have had mink then, would you?
No.
Or otters, did you see?
No, I can't say I've ever seen an otter in the wild.
No. Right.
Or a badger.
No?
Never in the...
Oh, we had one killed just by our woodland the other
No, I've never seen one.
Do you remember the little ooze as a child? Obviously it rises just near the Lopham Redgrave Road.
Well, the only part I can remember is from the plowing field down towards Gassalt. That way we used to go swimming in a little pond. Well, there was a section of the river where we have been swimming in, and I used to do quite a bit of fishing in there as well.
And you caught quite a lot of fish?
At times.
Yeah, yeah. And big enough to eat, or did you have to put it all
no,
back?
No, we put more back.
Yeah, yeah, quite small. Yeah, lovely. And were you swimming near the Hopton Bridge, or were you a bit further to the west? Were you near a Gasthorpe?
We're heading towards Gasthorpe, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the pools are, yeah. Sometimes you see children diving off bridges. It's a bit shallow at the moment, but it was deeper, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, there was a nice little pool there where the cattle used to drink.
Yeah.
We used to get in and have a swim.
Lovely. And do you remember ever being straightened and work done to the river? And they put some sluices in and then it flooded, Doug was telling me.
No, I can't. That was later on in, you know, when I was older, so I
didn't
probably wouldn't go down that way.
No. Do you remember the flooding? Do you remember the river, the Little Ouse, flooding in the summer ever?
No, not the Little River, but they did have a flood at Smallworth once, the back of the bungalows there.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that was to do with the ouse.
It might not have been, but occasionally we've had such heavy rains. Mm-hmm. Certainly some people have told me, and Brian Lambert has some photos of it being flooded, quite severely flooded, to about 1'6" on Scarf's Meadow and things.
Yeah.
And in the winter, do you think it was more likely to flood in the winter? Do you ever remember it flooding?
Well, that's
down
the only time I can remember it flooding.
Yeah.
It was back of the bungalows are smaller.
You're right. And then all of these questions are fen and river ones, sort of along. So if you can remember anything about Garbleshire Fens or the river, did you play as you played, you fished and you swam? Did you collect anything from the fens?
Not that I know of, no.
Because they might have had raspberries. Certainly Redgrave and Lopham Fens have some wild raspberries. And some people have gone for strawberries there as well. But
no,
you didn't collect reed or anything?
No.
You didn't collect wood from there?
No.
Did you remember anyone digging peat in any of the fens?
No, I don't.
No. And did anyone collect wood from along the sort of rivery bit?
Not that I know.
No.
I said the only time I went down was before I left school mining.
Yes. And then you did say that when you were on the parish council, you talked about the old fen, didn't you? Fen, around Fen Farm, and that some of that might have been...
I'm almost certain that was let out as an allotment a lot of years ago. Well, I can't, can't remember any details.
No.
But I know the shooting rights used to come up for the Fen every so often.
And the parish council would agree to that being continued
or something?
The parish council
put in, had tenders put in for that.
Ah, right, yes. And did anyone set fire to the fens as a way of managing it, like burning off the tops or the reeds?
No, I can't really remember. I did think of that did get burnt once, but I can't remember whether that was really set on fire accidentally or on purpose.
Yes, because sometimes it could have been management, but that would have been done every sort of 4 years maybe or something. But if it was a once-off fire, it sounds like...
Well,
it
I can't remember a lot of it, any fires.
No. And then, do you remember anyone cutting reed or sedge?
No, I can't.
For thatching or...
No,
anything?
I can't, no.
No. Some people do. Mainly people who lived in thatch houses obviously did have a right sometimes to go and collect. Do you remember anything, any drainage and of the wet areas going on? Or anybody ploughing up what was wet areas?
No.
And then it's the birds. I don't know if you remember any snipe. Or bitterns in the...
No, I can't say I've ever seen any snipe. No.
No. And do you remember any other birds in the valley?
Apart from the duck and the geese. An odd swan would come down there sometimes.
Yes.
Or an odd pair of swan.
Yes.
But those are the only ones I could remember. Was I didn't go down there much once after I left school.
No.
Apart from the Plainfield side.
Lovely. Well, that's... all my questions. I don't know if you have anything else that you want to tell me.
No, not really.